Okay, here we go with new Masechta, very exciting. Ksubis, what's called Shas Kata, and the Chida writes Ksubis, that has all of Gemara in it, all of Shas in it, read a special Masechta that we'll should be able to speak about a lot of different topics. So the first daf, the first mission of Pesula Nisei Liyamar V, Pesula gets married on Wednesday, so we're going to talk about the days to get married. We had a shiur way back in Maseches Moed Katan, about certain days that one is not allowed to get married. On Daf Ches and Moed Katan, we spoke about marriage on unusual days. Shabbos, Erev Yontif, and Purim. That was the shiur that we had back then. But today we're going to talk about, what about days of the week and other permutations? So the Mishnah says you get married on Wednesday. That's when you should get married. Psula Nisis, the Yom HaRavi, the Alman of the Yom HaChamishi, and Alman on Thursday. Why? Shepa'amayim b'Shabbos, Bati Dinim Yoshvim Ba'ayaros, v'Yom HaShreini, v'Yom HaChamishi, because twice a week the courts sit in judgment on the in the cities on Mondays and Thursdays, and therefore, if somebody gets married on Wednesday and Wednesday night he's with his wife and he is concerned that she wasn't a psula, and therefore he's also to be with his wife, so he'll be able to go to court the following morning. He would be able to come to Besdin, and what? That is a big sugya. Rashi says umitok sheyavol lebesdin yisbarer hadavar. And once he comes to Besdin, word will get out. Maybe Edom will come. So Rashi seems to say it's not just about him, but it's about causing Edom to come. Tosis has a different shot. But either way, this is the halacha quoted in the Mishnah that Wednesday for a Besula Almana, which doesn't have a Tainus Besulam anyway, she gets Thursday. Why? What's the difference between Wednesday and Thursday? So that's the Gemara. That's the Gemara later on Daf Hey, that there is a Simon Bracha on Wednesdays and on Thursdays. It says the word bracha in the Torah on Wednesday and Thursday. Says the Brisa, Mipnei Ma Amru Almana Nisis Bachamishi Venevelas Bishishi Shemato Mer Tibo Bachamishi Lavacham Ashkim Lumanas Vaholechlo Shachtu Chachamim Vechulu. That's the reason for that's the Brisa, the second Brisa, the first Brisa I wanted to read. The Tony Bar Kabara Besula Nisis Beravi Venevelas Bachamishi Hol Venamru Bro Bracha Ladugim. Thursday is a day that fish were created, and it says Puravu to fish Amana, and therefore that's a bracha, and fish have many offspring. Amana nisis bechamishi, nivels b'shishi, hol v'nemro bracha l'adam. Because shishi, this day that Adam and Chavo, Adam was created and Isha was created, and they got a puravu, a bracha also. And therefore, that's why Wednesday, Thursdays and Fridays are mentioned. So there, as the Gemara points out, there's no issue of kirure daita, of cooling off. That price is about just when the bracha is. But our Mishnah says Wednesday and Thursday has to do with a Besdin, and therefore Wednesday and Wednesday night is when it happens. The Gemara talks about, what about Sunday? Sunday is the day before Besdin of Monday. So the Gemara says, no, because of Shaktu. What's Shaktu? Shaktu Chachamim. The Chachamim were concerned that all husbands spend a lot of time and money and effort on the wedding preparations, and therefore you need 3 days before. That's not Shabbos. Shavto Chachamim, Altakonis Benos Yisrael, Shiyu Torech, Besud, Shloshi Yamim, Echad B'Shabbos, V'Sheni B'Shabbos, V'Shlishi B'Shabbos, Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday, and then a Bervi Konsa on a Wednesday, then he gets married. Why? And that's why you don't do it on Sunday, because then you have Shabbos in the middle, and it's not going to be smooth. Fine. The question is, Bizman Azeb, we don't think, look around, the Minhag Olav is not to focus on Wednesday as the day to get married. Right? We don't focus on Wednesday to get married. So the Gemara says again, on the next daf, on tomorrow's daf, on daf Gimel, the Gemara says, Iika bati dinim dekvuin ha'idna, kekodem takanes Ezra, isha niseis b'chol yom. If the reason for the takana of Wednesday doesn't apply, which seems to be meaning if the bati dinim are not sitting on Mondays and Thursdays, so the whole reason to get married on Wednesday night doesn't apply because the bezin is not going to be sitting the next day, meaning if bezin sits every day, so then you can get married every day. What about shaktu tatarachli? You have to make sure, again, to prepare for the su'udah, but the Gemara seems to say that any day is going to be okay because there is no issue of dafka one night coming to bezin the next day. Tosfos and the other Rishonim here talk about every day? Is it really every day you can get married? There's no day during the week that you can't get married. So Tosfos points out, You can't get married on Friday to ain't done on Shabbos, because there's no din on Shabbos, there's no bez din on Shabbos, you can't run to bez din. And we're worried that if you, and then if, then it will be an issue of kirure daita, as the Gemara says later on, we're worried that he's going to calm down and he's not going to be so upset at his wife, and then maybe he'll be living in sin with his wife. So Friday is out, says Tosfos, because the break of 2 days to Sunday is too long. But then Tosfos says, Armanig is married on Friday also. What do you mean get married on Friday? And there are those that get married on Friday, as we'll see soon, based on financial reasons. Mishum de'ein bezdin kvuin, because there's no bezdin kvuin on any day. But you don't need bezdin. There's no kfu'un bati dinim every day. It's just about going and complaining in front of people. And therefore, even on Shabbos, it's not real din. He could go and be kovel and complain in front of three people, and they'll remember it, and they'll realize, and they'll go afterwards to make sure it's taken care of. So Tosfos quotes, 2 days about Friday, maybe not on Friday, because there's no din on Shabbos, or maybe yes on Friday, because he can still go to three people. The ode says Tosfos, Lepir Shakuntris, Dafka Biyameyem Kabul Yom Nisuim. Mishum sha'al yidei kach yisbara hadavar v'yavo edim mitoch shemisasim on the bed demishach lomar achshav kach. The whole reason doesn't apply. That the whole reason is because Bezdin and people gather, as we just read the Rashi before, and then ultimately Edom will come. That whole scenario doesn't apply Bezban Hazeh, and therefore it wouldn't be relevant. The Ritva also here on Daf Gimel discusses this issue about Friday and other days, but the Ritva also adds Shabbos itself. Right, we mentioned before the shiur we had back in Moed Katan was about getting married on Shabbos. So we'll just mention that again now. Does that mean the Kinyan on Shabbos? Does that mean the Sud on Shabbos? But the Ritva here says, B'chol Yom, it says, Ishanis is B'chol Yom, Pirish, B'chol Yom, a royal Kiddushin. On any day that's royal Kiddushin, so then you can get married. La'afuke Shabbos, da'aser. Shabbos, you cannot get married, da'havalik, kona Kinyan b'Shabbos. Right, is Nisuin a Kenyan? The Kiddushin's for sure a Kenyan, but is Nisuin a Kenyan? The Yerushalmi seems to say that it is. Kiddi Isa bi Yerushalmi. In the Halacha Aleph of our Farmasecho, these are brought to the base of In Tomar Heich Nisais Biyom Hey. What about Friday? Dakaim Lein Don and Erev Shabbos. Tosfos says you can't get married on Friday because there's no din on Shabbos, but there's no din on Erev Shabbos either. So how can you get married on Thursday? Asks the Ritva. Says the Ritva, and the Rashba also asks it. Another Rishon, Yishlama, did he din chot kandin l'fisha tzorach mitun v'yishuv? You're right. Bezdin doesn't actually give psakim on Friday because you need to sit and wait and not getting ready for Shabbos is going to take away the focus. But they do some functions of bezdin on Friday that you don't need to be so focused. So here too, he could go and complain on Friday, and therefore that's Ritva's answer of why Thursday is okay and Friday is not discussed. But then he says, V'yam Tomers, he goes little by little, he says, not on Shabbos, what about Thursday, Friday, there's no din? No, but you can still act a little bit on Friday. V'yam Tomers, he says, but Erev Shabbos, but what about on Friday? Like Tosfos' issue. Because there's no, Bezin doesn't even do that little bit that the Ritva just said that you do on Friday. Bezin doesn't do that at all on Shabbos. We're worried that he's going to cool off in his anger and then he'll just sit and live in sin. Ad Echad Shabbos. The Yesh Metartzim, some answer says the Ritva, right, the footnotes point out, Lo Matzasi Keis, I don't know who says this, Shabal B'yom Shabbos B'Veis Afel. Right, he should just be ball on Shabbos in a dark house. In the dark house, and not know. V'ha'kaimelon denisis b'dav, and v'elas b'dav, lo chashin l'kru'e daita, d'shtei onos, v'nachon. Right, maybe you're not worried about ikru'e daita of just 24 hours or so. V'yesh b'tartzim, and then Tosfos says, t'chol yom lav dafka. When it says in the Gemara, ish nisis b'chol yom, doesn't mean every day. V'chutz me'erev Shabbos kamer, it means not Friday. Not Friday, not included. The Achshav Shadunog and Lisa Ishaber of Shabbos, Velib Obalel Shabbos. The Ritva says, what about nowadays? We get married on Fridays. Like Tosfos quoted the Minog, Sphira Lunges, Psula Nevelas, Afila Balel Dalid. Because we say Psula can get married and have Bia even on Tuesday night. Damir Lakaman Lo, Hashin Likuri Daiti, the Gimel Onos. We're not worried. Even from a little more time, we're not worried. Va'od, and then Tosfos says, Kivan to Anu Kahal Muat, Umamo Neinu Muat Besafek, Ein Lanu La'akev. We're not being ma'akev. Financial distress. We're going to have to make a separate su'udah for the wedding during the week and a separate su'udah for Shabbos. No, it's better. It saves money with getting married on Friday. So you have one su'udah for Shabbos for the wedding. Rosh Shlomo Zalman got married on Friday and Purim. So it was a triple. Purim and Shabbos and the wedding. So that's what Tosfos, that's what the Ritva says. Again, kivanch anu kahal muat umamonenu muat besafik ein lanu laake kivanch ikabati dinim kvun bechal yom v'lekal atakanas mishnah seinu. Therefore, you don't have to. Don't have to worry. V'hashanami iko onis mamon she'in la'achana v'sipuk lasis isa b'shar yamim. Right, it continues. U'mishum shem yishcho benof lo chashashu. There's no worry about the chilul Shabbos. So again, you look at this ritva, it sounds like, you know, not Fridays and not Shabbos, but other days. And you look at the Rambam seems to say get married any day. The Rambam doesn't say a word about getting married on Wednesdays, bizman hazeh. Right, again, because all the poskim say that their whole reason doesn't apply. The Rambam says here in Hilchos Ishus, in Perek Yud, Halacha Yudalid, Mutter La'ares B'chol Yom Chol Afilu B'tisha B'av Eba Yom Eba Laila. Kiddusha can be done any day. Aval Eino Sin Nashan Lo Be'erev Shabbos, V'lo Be'echad B'Shabbos. He quotes that Gemara later on. Not Fridays, not Sundays. G'zeir Shem Yavali Yechil Shabbos. If you come to Chil Shabbos, B'tikun HaSe'uda, Sha'chasin Tarad B'Sudasa. The Chasin is Tarad. So anytime the Chasin might be Tarad in the Suda and Kalita Chil Shabbos, we don't do it. V'ein Sarach Lomar Sha'asa Lisa B'Shabbos. V'yafil B'chol Shamoe Dei Nosin Nashim, because they marvin Simcha B'Simcha. That was the Shir in Moed Katan. V'shar HaYomim, Mutr Lisa Isha B'chol Yom She'yirtza. And all the other days, you can get married. As long as you were Torah for 3 days. If you look at the Magen Mishnah, the Magen Mishnah quotes, why do many people get married on Friday these days? This seemed to be a very common minhag, getting married on Fridays. But lo yadati, says the Magen Mishnah, al masam chubazeh, ubevadei tainas chacham miskayemes bohen, shein bohen lidei chilul Shabbos. There's so many malachas that are possible. Some say no, we don't have to be worried about that. And the Ramban quotes as a minag boros, so there are many. Some Rishonim are upset at this minag, but it seems like Friday was a very common day to get married. But again, all the other days seem to be they get married any day that they want. The question that the Ritva asks in the next paragraph is now a halacha question. And that is, we know from Beitza, Davav, Davar Sheba Minyan. Davar Sheba Minyan, if Chazal make a takana, then even if the reason doesn't apply anymore, then the takana shouldn't fall away, right? Avabi Shabbat La Tam, Lo Bat La Takana. So here, if Chazal said, married on Wednesday, so you're going to be a Wednesday night, period. Yes, the reason is Thursday, there's a Bezdin. But even if the reason doesn't apply, why don't we say that Afi Shabbat La Tam Lo Bat La Takana? Ask the Ritva. V'hakam Ashbalan. Di'af Agav the Davar Sheba Minyan. Sarach Minyan Acher La Tiro. Even though if you have something that was made with a minyan, meaning saw a takana that was made that you need a minyan Acher La Tiro, or you know that from Har Sinai. Shiny Hachi, says the Ritva. De Mei Kara Kishenisnes Mishnasenu. Aldas Kenishnes. When the Mishnah was originally learned, it was learned with this in mind. It was a built-in limit. They didn't make a law. They get married on Wednesday. They said they built the reason into the formulation of the takana. Right? When the Bati Dinim sit on Mondays and Thursdays, that's when you get married on Wednesday. But if not, so then it doesn't apply. Right, you might. It's similar to to Tosfos says in Beis on Davav. They're right. The sugya mayim gluyim. Right, they say you can't drink water that was left overnight because the snake might have gone in. But when the snakes aren't around to put venom into the liquid, then it's mutter. What do you mean? Right, what do you mean? Why don't you say that it's a darish reminion? What's the answer? Because even bizman ha takana, if there was a place that there was no chash, originally even there wouldn't be a din. It was already built in. That it was just based on the reason. Says Tosfos there, Vein Lomar, Tzorach Mani Nachal Atiro, Kiva Dezatam Yishum, Shasha, V'Avrach Shasha, that's on with the Chabarim there, Avratam, Achanami Amrinon, Gabi Mayim Migulim, Da Asurin, Shemen Nachash Shasha Behen, maybe a snake drank from them, Yachshav, She'ein Nachashim Mitsuyin Beinenu. Now that snakes are in Matsuy amongst us, says Tosfos, Anu Shosem Mehen, Afilach Achila, Ava Bishu Darash Beminyan, even though Darash Beminyan. And therefore, says Tosfos, it's allowed, and maybe that's why it is also allowed here. This is similar to that discussion of Darash Reminyan. It also might be related to something we discussed a few days ago, and that is that sometimes we say that even if the, we discussed this by Maim Shem Lahem Sof at the end of it, Meseches Yevamos, right, even though there was a din, would we say it changes? So the Minchas Yitzchak and Teshuva quoted that what we've quoted from, I think it was from the Sefer Bris Olam, I think he quoted from. And we've quoted that in the past. Rav Shachter likes to quote the Mishkanes Yaakov and his Sefer Koheles Yaakov at the end on Maseches Beitza, that how do you know whether the reason is built in and therefore if Batla Tam, Batla Takana or not, if the Takana or the Gzeira is ever against a din or a mitzvah. So then you have to say the reason is built in, because if you're being mevatel a mitzvah, then it has to be only because of the reason. So shofar on Shabbos, the only reason, gzeira shemei avirenu, is where that reason would apply. The second that reason wouldn't apply, so then you blow shofar. And that was why the Mishnah Berurah had a problem. You know, if we don't have any Rishos Rabban D'Oraisas anymore, so then why would we say that the din would still apply? Or that's why Kohanim are allowed to duchen, even if they have colored hands, because it's all under a talus. Because Chazal are mevatel the mitzvah of Berachas Kohanim, right? Or the tzad and betzitzes the Gemara talks about. So this may be also. It's that you're pushing off the marriage to a Wednesday because of this reason. But without the reason, so don't push it off to a Wednesday. Do it earlier, right? Any day. And therefore, maybe that's why it would apply, fall away. Chassam Sofer, right here on Ksubas Daf Gimel, says maybe we're even misunderstanding. There's no even Derash B'Minyan here. The question doesn't get off the ground. Why? Because says the Chassam Sofer, maybe the Takana was not to get married on Wednesday. The Takana was to get married the day before Bez Din sits. That was the Takana. And therefore, just plug in, when does Bez Din sit? Iika says Chassam Sofer. Sarachi on hot davar shved nasim minyan afilu batal tam lo batal takana v'divrei hagos ashri lo ganti v'ulai yesh lomar tenai haya divreihem shem yachzer hadavar lekamosh shahaya kodem Ezra tianisis b'chol yom. So maybe that's that we said already. Come over masisim to kerem ravaya oilu shalayim v'inami yesh lomar. Here's his line. Me olam lo tiknu shatinasi shaberevi. There was never such a takana to get married on Wednesday. Ela shatinasi lo olam. Biyom shalomachraso kvi bezdin. It's to get married on the day that the bezdin sits the next day. V'yem kein, but makomo shebezdin kfuun b'chol yom, nisis b'chol yom. That's a kiyam of the takana. That's not an akira of the takana. It's a kiyam of the takana. And therefore, there is no problem of getting married any day. It's a kiyam of that same takana. Okay, so this is a discussion of Wednesdays. The question that the Pnei Yeshua asks, and who brings up this Pnei Yeshua? The Pischei Tshuva. Pischei Tshuva is always great. Pischei Tshuva gathers all the achronim from the 17 and 1800s and puts it on the bottom of the Shulchan Aruch. So if you look in the Pischei Tshuva, in Simen Samach Dalet. Simen Samach Dalet is Zman Nisuei Besula. So the Shulchan Aruch says, if you get married, Sorach L'smachima, Zayin Yamim, you have Sheva Brachas, and when do you get married? Yesh Omrim. Says the Shulchan Aruch in Siv Gimel. She knows in Nashim lo be'erev Shabbos lo be'echad b'Shabbos. Some say don't get married on a Friday or Sunday. Gzeira shem yavol di'echilu Shabbos. B'tikana se'uta. Maybe he can lead to chilu Shabbos. V'yish matirin. And some say we're not worried about it. B'zman hazeh. V'chein pashat ha'minog lisa Nashim be'erev Shabbos. And the minog is to get married on Fridays. The Shulchan Aruch says, as we saw in many Rishonim, v'hu she'yitrach b'zutas ha'nisun gimel yamim kodem ha'nisun. As long as you put in the time for the meal. Umakom she'ein bezdin yoshim bo ala v'sheni b'chamishi b'vad. But if the bezdin sits on Mondays and Thursdays, b'sula nises b'yom ha'rvi, sh'malo tanas b'sulim yashkon lebezdin. So the Shulchan Aruch quotes the Mishnah, if that's true, u'minog chachamim. But now we get to the issue of, didn't we learn on Daf Hei at the beginning of our shir that there's an idea of bracha? Right, bracha on Wednesday, bracha on Thursday. So mina chachamim shanosi as a beula yisena b'chamishi kedei sheyis yisameach imal gimel yom b'chamishi b'shabbos be'erev Shabbos b'shabbos v'chayotzi l'lachto b'yom echad to have 3 days before you have to go out to work. But also why? Because Friday is a yom bracha. Friday is a yom bracha, and therefore, but the Shulchan Aruch doesn't quote that reason. He quotes that the you should just have the issue so you won't go to work for 3 days. So the Pischei Tshuva here in Semen Samach Dalet, Ozvav, quotes the Pnei Yeshua here in our sugi in the Kutcher Zachron. Why don't any of the poskim quote the issue of bracha that's brought up in a couple of dafrim from now? Getting married on Thursday is a bracha of the Dagim of Peruvu, and Friday is the bracha of Adam. Tama alatur v'chol ha'poskim, shekasu b'pshitus, to idna ishanisis b'chol yom. Right, what is the Ramah? I didn't read the Ramah. The Ramah says the next line. It's good to get married the first half of the month. So he asked the Bnei Yeshua, that's not in Shas. Okay, that's a later idea of getting married. The first half of the month is Simen Tov. Well, the moon's getting bigger. But what about the Mi'adif Hai Simana Deloniska Begumara Klal Mi'tamet Debracha Shei Braisa Debar Kapara Ve'ein Levafla Biyadayim. And therefore says the Bnei Yeshua, Kolarosa Lekayim Debar Chachamim Yishla Lachas Lachilu Le'tamet Debracha Ve'enuchu Lo Brachos Al Rosho Ayin Sham. The Pischei Tshuva quotes the Bnei Yeshua. So again, this is a problem. Some are still mocked, but if you look in the Tshuvas, Shoel V'Nishal, that's where of Chalfon Moshe HaKohen. It's a Rav in Gerba, 1874 to 1950, and Ebenezer Simmons Chaf Dalet, they, in that town, they, in that world, they had the minhag for Wednesdays. They had that minhag and minhag on Wednesdays throughout, and the whole Shaila, yes, and that Shuvah is about, do you need to have the Ksuba and the Chuppah and everything on Wednesday, or could it go into Wednesday night after Shkia? And he says, the minhag is to try to get everything in on Wednesday, right? That's the tshuva. So he seems to be makbid about it. If you look at Shevet Alevi also in Chelek Tes Simen Reishai and Beis, discusses this, he quotes all these poskim, and he quotes this Pnei Yeshua who has this Sarachian, and he quotes, you know, what the minhag is to get married on other days, even though the Pnei Yeshua has this Kpeita. Mikol makom haminhag b'mkomo omed l'daitam miyasayin sham. U'bishar makomos, says the Shevet Alevi, he quotes another minhag that we're familiar with, but not in the earlier sources. Osin b'yom gimel. Tuesdays, where it doesn't say anywhere in Shas, but it's what people say. Yom Shehuchlu Bo Kitov, the day that got two Kitovs. So it doesn't say that in Chazal anywhere, right? They're regarding this, I don't think so. The poskim don't quote it, but the Shevet Alevi says that's where, that's another idea that where it comes from. So again, any day of the week seems to be okay. One wants to be behind that minhag. Wednesdays, Thursdays, really, Bismana says, basically whenever the hole is available, it seems to be when we get married and we could fit in to whenever they make the wedding, you know, some type of simin bracha. Okay, we'll stop here. Baruch Hashem, we had a haschala and Maseches Ksuvos.